This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand. For every rock and roll success, there are thousands of failures. Bands that never make it to platinum record stardom. Producer Trey Kay dug through the dustbin of music history and, as part of an occasional series, found several bands worth remembering. Here's the first. It's called Leisure Class.
About 12 years ago in a smoky Manhattan East Village rock club, I discovered the Leisure Class, which was like sitting in the stands of a debauched circus.
I saw beauty in a Burger King.
The band had a first-class horn section, a small choir of backing vocalists, and perhaps most captivating was frontman Dimitri Mugenis, a possessed madman from Detroit, who would strut and jump around the stage, cussing and freely launching into poetic rants.
And my tongue grew so like marble. Zach sat on a rock of the same name. He berated an electrician by trade, who was moonstruck and born of flame. They called him Red.
Dimitri borrowed a lot from the style of the Beat Poets.
My heroes, a lot of them were in the Beat movement, you know, and it was Hunky, it was Burroughs, Corso, Ginsberg. Well, I got to meet these guys, you know. I got to cop dope for these guys. I got to live with these guys, you know.
His name is Antoine.
They call him Tony.
He come from Haiti.
He speaks the Creole.
He glad to be here. He worked so hard.
Sometimes he gets lonely, and he smoked that crack.
The drug ethos that was often associated with the Beat's work managed to lure Dimitri deep into his own heroin addiction.
It impacted negatively on the band for sure, because I was high, man. You know, and not just being high, you know, I could perform high. I was a heroin addict, and I would have to adjust, you know, my intake so I could still perform but not be sick, and those kind of logistics, the logistics of copping, the logistics of being in jail, of coming up with the money, as well as having a 13-piece band. Towards the end, I couldn't come up with any money.
The band collapsed in 1994, but not without leaving a legacy of great music. They did a lot of studio recording and have released a 2-CD set that chronicles more than 15 years of their wide-ranging work. Drummer Glenn Johnson wasn't strung out on drugs. He was a devoted student of music who stood outside of the madness and meticulously wrote complex arrangements, ones that had the band genre diving into a countless number of styles.
I listened to all that stuff, all, you know, 100 different kinds of music, and I could not bring myself to just do one kind, no matter how hard I tried.
So the fans were treated to this Weimar Oompa sounding thing. That could be followed by this bluesy space jam. Lead singer Dimitri Mugenis.
You know, we did things like, you know, a classical minuet, I guess it would be. I don't know, like a muted trumpet, a bass clarinet, and a violin. That's how we'd start the show. And that would get people more pissed off than, you know, screaming in their face a lot of the time, you know. In Detroit in particular, there were actually violent reactions to it. So there's recordings of shows ending with the sound of punches being thrown.
Some labels were interested in the Leisure Class, but it never worked out. Listening back now to their music, I'm happy to say they sound just as good as they did back then. You'll hear their early stuff, their punk beginnings.
Miles Mallard, millionaire, living in a penthouse suite. In the day, he's a playboy executive, and his hair is always neat.
On to scored existential poems that sound like many rock operas.
He came to make emotions real and dreams fact. He brought out the sun and made things grow. He is all the good we know.
He came to save the lonely
souls who wander empty tombs. We hum the tune of the forlorn moon and rip the spoon from the baby's mouth and let it cry out without hope for comfort.
And an R&B styling of an urban bohemian pondering his relationship with Jesus Christ.
It's a beautiful Easter day in the city. Women in white dresses waiting for buses. Children like little men and women dressed in your honor. And I'm touched by your image as I stop to watch two girls with you crucified, dangling from their necks.
At a time when there is a glut of re-releases and retrospective box sets of once mega artists, the Leisure Class Collection is a celebration of something rare, something that we might have missed the first time around.
Jesus almost loved me, but he missed.
Jesus almost loved me,
but he missed.
That piece from producer Trey Kay, and you can hear more of Leisure Class on the web at leisureclass.net.
I felt the presence of his gentle spirit. I felt his grace, and the rage inside me subsided, and I felt guided by the hand of omnipotence, no longer divided. Jesus almost loved me.